Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn a lot?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. You've come to the right place today. Today's topic is nature.
And our title is The River is Dirty. The River is Dirty. Peter, do you like spending time outside in nature?
Well, of course. I love hiking in the mountains, swimming in the river or ocean, going out on the bike. I love nature, especially on a beautiful day.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And so does our Read It. Here's Peter.
There is a lot of trash along the river. Susie's church is planning a trip to pick it up. Susie is checking her supplies. She has garbage bags and gloves. James can come, but Alex doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to pick up trash. Linda reminds him to help the environment. Everyone should take care of nature and help the wildlife.
There are many beautiful places in our world, but many of them have trash. This is not good.
You are right. Have you seen trash on the ground before? Maybe we pick it up. Other times, we don't.
Well, today is an important lesson. We can talk about problems our world has and ways that we can help.
I think that trash is everywhere, and this is a big problem, and it feels like we can't do anything about it.
That's right. And today we'll learn English along the way, of course. All right, here's Christina to tell us our key words for today.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是爱地球。Susie 说河边有很多的垃圾。垃圾就是 trash, 它是不可数名词。There is a lot of trash. 所以它的教会发起了到河边捡垃圾的爱地球活动。名词 river 就是河 ,there is a lot of trash along the river. 捡垃圾就是 pick up trash. 片语 pick up something 就是把什么东西捡起来的意思。在出发之前 ,Susie 负责检查装备和用具是否齐全了。用具或者是用品就是 supply, 这个字的复数要去掉字尾的 y 加 ies, 变成了S-U-P-P-L-I-E-S, supplies. Linda 说她也想加入爱地球的活动。毕竟 we should all take care of nature. 名词 nature 就是大自然或是自然界。
What are you doing, Susie?
Hi, James. I'm checking my supplies for this weekend.My church is planning a trip to the river.
Why do you need garbage bags and gloves at the river?
We pick up garbage. Then we put it in these bags. I have gloves, so I don't have to touch the garbage.
Can I come?
Of course.
Our friends are in the Jungle Cafe.They are talking about this weekend. Peter, what do you have?
Oh, just a cup of coffee. I was thirsty, but now I'm done. So, wait, we don't have a trash can around here?
No, we don't, because we are teaching here. There is no trash can, Peter.
Oh, okay, whatever.
What? Peter?You can't just throw your trash on the ground like that.
Marie, it's garbage. I don't want it anymore, so I'm going to throw it away. No one wants garbage.
But you shouldn't throw it on the ground. That's a bad habit. You should put it in the trash can. What if we were outside? Then it might get into the river or somewhere else.
Okay, Marie. I do know better than that. I was just doing that because we're talking about this today. We all make garbage. We eat things and buy things and Whatever is left, that's plastic and paper, that is garbage.
Garbage is gross and messy. There is a reason why we don't like it. But what is even worse is that other people's garbage can get around you too.
Well, Susie is actually going to pick up garbage this weekend. She is going with her church to the river. They are taking a trip there to clean it up.
Wow, that's great. I want to learn more about her trip. But first, let's learn more with Christina.
Susie 说他们教会要办一个活动，带大家到河边去捡垃圾，清洁环境。My church is planning a trip to the river. 请注意一下这个句子里的名词 trip。我们常常把它当作旅游或者是旅行的意思用，比如 Let's take a trip to London， 或者是 He went on a trip to New York last month。这些都是把 trip 当作旅行用的例子。但是看看今天 Susie 说的话 ，My church is planning a trip to the river。如果这里也把 trip 当作旅行的话，就说不通咯。其实只要是去到某一个地方的行程，就可以叫做 trip。如果你说 I am planning a trip to visit my grandmother， 表示我正在做计划要去看我祖母。或者你可以问人 Can you make a trip to the bank？ 你可以去银行一趟吗？这是 trip 的不同含义和用法。
Thanks. So Susie is checking her supplies for the trip. Supplies. This is an interesting word, Marie.
Yes, it is. Supplies are useful things. In the office, we have supplies. Paper, pencils, pens, staplers, folders. These are all office supplies.
There is also a closet full of cleaning supplies, too. And every year, right before school starts, you go to the store for school supplies.
What are some supplies that Susie is bringing for the trip?
She is bringing garbage bags and gloves. Why does she bring gloves?
Well, she has gloves so she doesn't have to touch the garbage. And we have our teacher, Rebecca, here to show us today's grammar point. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Yes, it's grammar point time. And I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. And today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the word so. I have noun, so I can do something. For example, I have a car, so I can drive. Or, I have the tickets, so we can go. Now, it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That's a good idea to practice at home. Get a friend and say a sentence.
Well, I think it's a good idea that Susie is bringing gloves this weekend. We wear gloves in the winter to stay warm. But Susie will wear these gloves on her hands, so they stay clean.
That's a good idea. And taking a break's a good idea, too. Friends, we're going to take a short one right now. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Picking up trash is very important. Peter, have you ever picked up trash with a group before?
Actually, yes. One time, my class went to the local bike path, and we picked up trash together. It was actually kind of fun, and it didn't take too much time. If I was one person, that would have taken forever.
Yeah, that's great. You made a difference. All right, friends, well, let's continue. Let's watch Conversation B together. Hi, Alex. Will you go to the river with Susie's church this weekend?
No way.
Why not?
I don't want to pick up trash.
You like nature? Don't you want to help the environment?
I do, but...
We should all take care of nature and help the wildlife.
You're right. Okay, I'll go.
So we know that Susie is planning this weekend's trip. Her church is going to pick up trash along the river.
James thought it was a good idea, too. So he will join Susie and her church, too.
Well, we haven't really talked about rivers yet, have we? I love rivers. In the city, you can ride your bike along the river. There are fish in the river, too.
Rivers are very important for nature. If the river is dirty, this will make many problems for nature.
And rivers end by going into the ocean. Anything we put in the river goes into the ocean eventually. So everything in nature works together, which is amazing.
Yes, it is. But if we make one part dirty, it will make other parts of nature dirty and also make many problems, too.
Linda and Alex are talking about the trip to the river right now. Will Alex go this weekend? What does he say at first?
No way.
No way. And that's right. That's also today's
calendar phrase.
No way.
No way. 才不要。
Do you want to hold my spider?
No way.
It's a really big spider.
No way.
It's a really scary spider.
No way. Do you want to hold my doll baby?
No way.
No way.
No way. 才不要。
When you use this phrase, you are saying no, and you really mean it. I think we should go to Christina right now. She can say more about this. Right, Peter?
No way.
Peter?
Okay, yes way.
That's much better. Okay, Christina, what else can you tell us about this phrase?
Linda 邀请 Alex 一起去捡垃圾，但是 Alex 却回答 No way， 因为 way 是道路的意思，我们可以把 No way 的意思理解成没路，所以就是绝对不行，当然不可以，或是不可能这类的意思。以 Alex 的情况来说，这个句子完整的说法是 There is no way I would pick up the trash， 我绝对不会去捡垃圾。类似的例子还有There is no way they can finish on time. 他们绝对不可能准时完成的。或者 There is no way you can get a discount from her. 他绝对不可能帮你打折的。
Thanks, Christina. Now, I can think of another way we use this phrase. Sometimes when someone tells you news that is hard to believe, what do you say?
No way! That really happened? No way!
Exactly. Well, I think you have all learned a lot about this phrase. Let's keep moving on.
Well, Alex doesn't want to pick up trash for an easy reason. Trash is dirty. No one wants to pick up trash.
But this is not a good answer. Alex is only thinking about himself. He needs to think about others.And nature, too.
Nature. You like nature, right?
Yeah, I love the mountains. There are beautiful trees and little rivers in the mountains.
Yeah, I like nature, too. I like the ocean. In the summertime, I go to the ocean to relax. It's great.
And I love animals, too. Animals are a part of nature, and they live in nature, too.Think about the squirrels and the birds, also the fish in the ocean and in the rivers, too.
Yes. We love nature, and we should pick up trash. And we should also take care of nature and help the wildlife.
All right, friends, now it's time for us to review a little bit. Let's take a look at those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Trash. Trash. Put the trash in this bag.
River. River. That river is near my home.
Pick up. Pick up. Pick up your clothes from the floor.
Supply. Supply. I buy new school supplies every year.
Nature. Nature. Nature is so beautiful. Okay, friends, remember to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
What are you doing, Susie?
Hi, James. I'm checking my supplies for this weekend. My church is planning a trip to the river.
Why do you need garbage bags and gloves at the river?
We pick up garbage. Then we put it in these bags. I have gloves so I don't have to touch the garbage.
Can I come?
Of course.
Hi, Alex. Will you go to the river with Susie's church this weekend?
No way.
Why not?
I don't want to pick up trash.
You like nature. Don't you want to help the environment?
I do, but...
We should all take care of nature and help the wildlife.
You're right. Okay, I'll go.
Well, today we are talking about trash. And trash is a type of pollution, right?
That's right. And pollution is not a good thing. So, Peter, I want to know, where does pollution come from?
Well, that's a really good question. Pollution comes from many different places. Look at this picture with us. This is a picture of a city. Marie, what do you see in this picture?
Well, I see lots of things in the ocean, like boxes, cans, and things that shouldn't be in there.
Right, and these come from the city. Maybe they were on the street or they ended up in the sewer. Now, we also see little holes in the picture. Water that's dirty is being poured into the river, so anything in the river has to deal with it. Let's look at another picture, and this is not a drawing, this is actually real.
Oh no, this is not good, Peter. Here we have lots of dirty things, trash, in the ocean.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's good to see a picture of what the ocean or river looks like. We throw the bottle on the ground, but we don't actually see what it looks like once it's in the river.
Yeah, pollution can even hurt the animals in the ocean. All right, friends, well, I hope you are learning a lot. I know I am. But right now, it's time for us to watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Gloves, check. Garbage bag, check.
Ah, James, what are you doing?
I'm checking my supplies.
What are the supplies for?
For picking up garbage at the river.
Why do you want to pick up garbage?
I want to help the environment and make the river look beautiful again.
Oh, hey, can I come too?
Sure, you can help pick up trash.
I don't want to pick up trash.
Then why do you want to come?
I want to watch you pick up trash.
Very funny.
It'll be fun watching you pick up trash.
No, it won't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about the environment. And here to answer our question is Miss Fern Green.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Well, welcome to the show. Now, Fern, you are a scientist.
That's right. I study the environment.
Well, we have a question today from Wei Huang of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
Great. Wei writes, I care about the environment. How can I do my part to keep our planet beautiful?
Excellent question, Wei. I'm glad you asked. Well, it's important for all of us to help take care of the environment.
That's true. So, what can we do?
Remember the three R's.
The three R's?
Yes. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Sounds interesting. Tell us more.
Reduce means to use less. Save energy by turning off lights. Don't waste water. Save paper.
I understand. What about reuse?
Reuse means to use things again. Find new ways to use old things. And try to use things more than once.
Ah, I understand. So we can bring our own bags to the store instead of taking home new paper or plastic bags.
Exactly. You can also donate old clothes, toys, and other things so that other people can use them. This will create less garbage.
And the last R is recycle. Tell us about that.
Many things we use today, such as paper, plastic, and soda cans, can be recycled. When these things are recycled, companies take the materials and create new products out of the old ones.
That's great. So, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Picking up trash is very important. It's important for you, the people around us, and our environment. So, Peter, the next time you see something on the ground, what will you do?
I'm going to pick it up. You know, this problem is kind of heavy. It's a big problem, and it's overwhelming, but we should be encouraged today. Our friends are working together to solve a little bit of this problem. Well, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll finish talking about this tomorrow. We'll see you then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye! Goodbye.